Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Abnormal Psychology, Summarized Understanding Mental Disorders, the DSM-5 Tire, and Clinical Diagnosis for Students and Everyday Readers by Devin Cade is a concise nonfiction guide to abnormal psychology, positioned for students, professionals needing a refresher, and general readers who want clearer language around mental health, rather than functioning as a full academic textbook. It presents the field in a compressed and accessible format, emphasizing major categories of mental disorders, the role of the DSM-5-TR, and the basic logic behind clinical diagnosis. The book belongs to the Educational Psychology and Mental Health Reference category, with the stated purpose of reducing confusion around terms that are often used casually in everyday conversation. Its approach is introductory rather than exhaustive, aiming to explain core ideas without requiring prior training, based on available descriptions. Its value lies in translating complex diagnostic and clinical material into a structured overview that preserves professional seriousness while remaining readable for non-specialists. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, DSM-5-TR as a practical map for classifying mental disorders. A central focus of the book is the DSM-5-TR, the diagnostic reference used by mental health professionals in the United States and widely discussed in clinical education. Cade presents the manual not simply as a list of labels, but as a structured system for organizing patterns of distress, impairment, and behavior. This matters because many readers encounter diagnostic terms in popular media without understanding how formal diagnosis differs from casual description. The book appears to clarify that a clinical diagnosis depends on criteria, duration, functional impact, and differential judgment, rather than on one visible trait or isolated behavior. This framing helps prevent a common misunderstanding that diagnoses are fixed identities rather than working clinical classifications. By introducing the DSM-5-TR in accessible terms, the book gives readers a basic sense of how professionals communicate about disorders, why categories exist, and why those categories require careful use. Its contribution is not to replace the manual or professional training, but to make the logic of classification less opaque for learners and lay readers. Secondly, translating clinical language into usable public understanding, the book is designed around a gap between clinical vocabulary and everyday usage. Terms such as trauma, ADHD, narcissism, anxiety, and depression circulate widely, but public use often strips them of clinical context. Cade responds to this problem by using a summary format that explains concepts without relying on dense academic prose. This is important because mental health language can either clarify suffering or create confusion when used imprecisely. The book's accessible style aims to give readers enough conceptual grounding to recognize why a disorder is more than a personality quirk, mood fluctuation, or social media label. At the same time, the format necessarily limits depth, since summarization cannot cover every controversy, subtype, or treatment pathway. Its strength is orientation. It helps readers move from vague familiarity to structured understanding. For students, that can make later textbook reading easier. For general readers, it can reduce the risk of misusing diagnostic language while still encouraging informed curiosity about mental health. Thirdly, connecting symptoms to biological, psychological, and historical context. Available descriptions indicate that the book does not treat abnormal psychology as a purely descriptive catalog of symptoms. It also introduces background elements such as the history of the field, biological underpinnings, and the realities of human distress. This broader framing is useful because mental disorders are often misunderstood when separated from context. A symptom list may tell a reader what is observed, but not why clinicians consider developmental history, brain function, stress exposure, family patterns, culture, or environment. By presenting abnormal psychology through multiple lenses, the book reflects the general biopsychosocial approach that is common in contemporary mental health education. Its discussion of trauma and stress, including the idea that severe stress can affect brain and body functioning, places disorders within lived experience, rather than treating them as abstract categories. The key benefit is conceptual balance. Readers are encouraged to see mental disorders neither as simple moral failures nor as purely biological defects, but as complex patterns shaped by interacting causes and contexts. Fourthly, clinical diagnosis is judgment, not mechanical checklist use. One of the most useful implications of the book's diagnostic emphasis is that it can help readers understand the limits of checklist thinking. The DSM-5-TR provides criteria, but professional diagnosis involves more than matching symptoms to a category. Clinicians must consider severity, persistence, impairment, medical conditions, substance use, cultural factors, and whether another diagnosis better explains the presentation. A summary guide cannot train a reader to diagnose, but it can explain why responsible diagnosis requires caution. This distinction is especially important in an era of online self-labeling, where people may identify with a disorder after reading a short list of traits. Cade's book appears to position diagnosis as a disciplined process used to guide understanding and care, not as a casual tool for judging oneself or others. That perspective reduces stigma by showing that disorders are organized clinical patterns, while also reducing overconfidence by reminding readers that labels require context. The practical result is a more careful and respectful view of mental health assessment. Lastly, a compact reference format for students and curious non-specialists, the book's format is a defining feature. It is presented as a concise guide for psychology students who may feel overwhelmed by large textbooks, professionals who want a quick refresher, and everyday readers seeking a clearer grasp of mental disorders. This mile-wide and inch-deep approach is both a strength and a limitation. Its strength is accessibility. Readers can build a map of the field before committing to more technical sources. That kind of overview is especially helpful in abnormal psychology, where disorder categories, diagnostic rules, and clinical terminology can feel fragmented at first exposure. Its limitation is that it cannot provide the evidentiary detail, case formulation practice, or treatment research found in graduate-level texts. The book should therefore be understood as an orientation tool rather than a final authority. Within that role, it stands out by combining DSM-5 TR awareness, stigma reduction, and plain language explanation in a single compact resource. Its value depends on readers using it as a gateway to deeper study rather than as a substitute for clinical training. In conclusion, A Normal PS Psychology Summarized is best suited for readers who want a clear first pass through abnormal psychology without committing to a full academic textbook. Psychology students can use it as a preparatory overview before studying more detailed course material. Mental health professionals or adjacent workers may find it useful as a quick conceptual refresher, though not as a substitute for formal diagnostic manuals or supervised clinical training. General readers may benefit most from its effort to clarify terms that are often used loosely in public conversation, especially when trying to understand the difference between everyday distress and clinically significant patterns. Its practical benefit is orientation. It helps readers understand why classification systems exist, how diagnostic language is structured, and why context matters when discussing mental disorders. Intellectually, it encourages a less stigmatizing view of abnormal psychology by presenting disorders as complex clinical phenomena rather than personal defects. Compared with similar introductory books, it stands out through its compressed reference style and explicit focus on the DSM-5 TR for non-specialists. Its most realistic value is as a bridge between casual mental health awareness and more rigorous psychological study. If you would like to support Devin Cade, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.